This is Yeshivat Deva Haskel, Shulchan Aruch Yomi. The Shiurim for the month of Nisan have been generously sponsored by Moluk Aglarian and Sons, the Ilui Nishmat Shimon Ben Yosef Zichrono Levacha. If you're interested in sponsoring future classes or programs, or simply supporting our continued efforts to share Torah knowledge, please contact us for more information. Today we're going to be studying Orach Chaim, Siman Kuf Lamed Chet, Saif Aleph. That is the entirety of Siman Kuf Lamed Chet, which is entitled Shelo Lishayer Baparasha Pachot Mishlosha Psukim, not to leave over less than three verses at the end of a section. Saif Aleph, Akore Batoah Lo Yishayer Baparasha Pachot Migimu Psukim. A person reading the Torah should not leave less than three verses over at the end of a section. Mipnei Yotzim Az Mibet HaKnesset, because of people who are leaving the synagogue at that time, Shiyomru, that will say Ha'ole Achrav Lo Yikrai Lishnei Psukim Anisharim. They will assume that the person who reads next will only be reading the two verses that were left over. Similarly, one should not enter into and begin a new section less than three verses in, because people will walk in at that point into the synagogue. Who will assume that the person read, the previous person read, only the two psukim from the beginning of that section. The Rama says, "Haga'avin chiluk ben parasha petucha l'stuma." There's no difference in this respect between an open and a closed section. We'll explain that in a moment. Uparasha she'ena ak bet psukim, a section that is only two verses, mutal shayir batchila, ulafsiksham. You can leave it. You're allowed to leave that at the beginning, and you're also allowed to stop there. V'chavin she'tchil tamid ikol b'davar tov, and you should always try to begin each reading on a positive note, v'sayim b'davar tov, and conclude with a positive thing. So just to explain this entire halakha, it does require a little bit of background. The text inside a Torah scroll is divided into paragraphs and sections, or parashiyot, that are separated by spaces. Sometimes one section ends on a line, and the next section begins after a space on that same line. This is called parasha situma, a closed section. Sometimes the new section begins on the following line. This is called parasha petucha, an open section. A typical aliyah may include numerous sections or may just be a portion of one. The rule is that an aliyah may not conclude leaving less than three verses at the end of that section, because someone who leaves the synagogue at that moment might assume that since there are only less than three verses left to the end of the section, the next reader is going to read only the one or two remaining verses for his aliyah rather than the required three verses. That's why you can't leave over less than three. Similarly, even if one began reading in a previous section and has already covered several verses, he may not continue into a new section and read less than three verses from the new section to end the aliyah, meaning he can't just read one verse into the new paragraph or two verses in. The reason is because someone who enters the synagogue at that very moment will think that the person just started his aliyah at the beginning of that section and read only two verses rather than the required three. The Rama explains that stopping the aliyah right before a section that's made up of two verses is not a problem, because there one is ending at the conclusion of a section. Just leaving a new section with only two verses ahead of him is fine. Someone who comes in at that point will know that the person who just finished plenty of reading, and will see that the person who's going to come afterwards is going to continue far beyond that. So that isn't an issue.